الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالخواتيم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Alhamdulillah, we're extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be witnessing the holy and blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of the good deeds that we have done. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all the qiyam, all the ruku', all the sujood, all the tilawa of the Qur'an, all the du'as that we have made. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept each and every single one of our good deeds. We are still in the last portion of the holy and blessed month of Ramadan. Some of us may think that we have not done enough. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us solace and gives us comfort that the a'mal that we do is always judged according to its ending. So it is never too late. We still have, mashallah, over nearly a week left. We should be striving. If we have, at the beginning of Ramadan, we made good plans to do this and do this and read this much Quran and do this much a'mal, but we didn't, or we let ourselves down, or obstacles came in the way, or we felt lazy, it is still not too late. It is a chance for us to pick ourselves up and continue on working hard. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are for intensive worship. Just as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to cut himself off from people and perform i'tikaf in the masjid, we too should try to do the same. Even if we can't do the sunnah i'tikaf, whenever we have the ability, even if it's from one salah to another and you do nafil i'tikaf during that time, make the intention. No amal will be disregarded. So we should take off as many days as possible from work and use this time to connect deeply with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should avoid wasting this precious time with Eid preparations and separate ourselves from social media. Along with ourselves, we should have a deep concern for the spiritual well-being and the upliftment of our families. The atmosphere in the home during these days, and especially during the nights, should be different from other days of the year. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, when the last 10 days of Ramadan arrived, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tighten his waistband, meaning he would stay away from his wives and strive really hard, and he would spend the night in worship, and he would also awaken his family. This was not a normal practice for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the entire year. He would do his own amal, but he wouldn't wake his family up to do worship. If they woke up, alhamdulillah, but he wouldn't wake them up. He would not disturb their sleep. But in Ramadan, he would wake them up. This shows that he wanted them to strive in these last 10 days. And my beloved brothers, we should learn from that. We learn from Hazrat Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he says, when the racehorse knows that it is the nearing of the end of the track, then it exerts all of its efforts to win the race. Do not allow the racehorse to be cleverer than you. Indeed, deeds are judged by their conclusion. Thus, if you didn't do well with welcoming Ramadan, then perhaps you will do better in bidding it farewell. So, what is Laylatul Qadr? There is an entire surah in the Holy Quran dedicated to this one night. This shows its great importance and virtue. The Mufassirin write, for the first ayah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we sent this Quran down on the night of Qadr. So this night is special as it marks one of the most magnificent events in history. The first revelation of the Quran. Even if we worshipped Allah for 1,000 years, it would not be enough to appreciate Him and to thank Him for all of His favors upon us. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that the Quran was revealed in its entirety from the highest heaven to the lowest heaven and was subsequently revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam over the span of 23 years. So Qadr, it could refer to a possible of three things. Number one, honor and nobility. It is a noble night as the Quran descended in it. Allah's noble angels descend in it and the mercy of Allah descends on the entire earth. The noble angel Jibra'il alayhi salam was chosen to descend with a noble book, the words of the entire noble Quran, upon the heart of the most noble man. Allah states, indeed, we sent it down on a blessed night. Likewise, the one who worships Allah on this night is indeed noble and honored by his Lord. The second thing that Qadr could mean is decree. The angels descend with the allotted decree of each person for the next year. Allah says, on that night, every matter of wisdom is ordained. And the third potential meaning is constraint and congestion. This could refer to the earth becoming restricted as the angels fill up the earth, and there is no room for any evil. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed, there are more angels on the earth on that night than the number of pebbles and the number of stones on the earth. It could also allude to the specific identity of this night being unknown, meaning constrained. So there is a significance of the Quran being revealed at night, as opposed to the day. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, limitless in His glory is He who transported His servant by night from the sacred mosque in Mecca to the Masjid al-Aqsa. Everything is happening at night here. And praying during that part of the night, offering additional prayers so your Lord may raise you to a station of praise. Indeed, rising by night for prayer makes a stronger impression on the soul, and it is best for the recitation of the Holy Quran in Salah. So these verses indicate a strong connection between the worship of Allah at night and enjoying a lofty rank in the sight of Allah. At night, when one sacrifices the comfort of their sleep and company of their spouse, and indeed turns towards his Creator, his heart brimming with his love and trembling out of his fear, he is closer to receiving the exclusive outpourings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and nur. In the stillness of the night, the heart is very calm. Distractions are limited, and one is able to absorb the weighty message of the Lord of majesty and nobility. Then Allah descends to the lowest heaven every night, when 1/3 of the night remains, and says, who will call upon me so that I can answer him? Who will ask of me so that I can give him whatever he wants? Who will seek my forgiveness so that I can forgive him? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst these people who wake up in that last portion of the night and do these actions. Then in the second ayah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you realize what the night of Qadr is? مَا أَدْرَاكَ. What will make you realize is a powerful rhetorical question which draws our attention to the importance of this night. We can never fully appreciate the greatness of this night. It is something which we should not take for granted. The next ayah, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Worshipping Allah in this night is not just equivalent to 1,000 months, but more than 38 years, but even better than that. Look at the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We struggle to worship Him for more than a few hours, let alone spend a major portion of our lives in worshipping Him. And yet from His immense generosity, He gifts us with Laylatul Qadr. Not once in our lifetime, but every year throughout our time on this earth. According to a narration in Muwatta, Imam Malik, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the lifespans of the people before him, or what Allah willed of that. And it was as if he thought that the lifespan of his ummah was too short. And then they would not be able to reach this level of deeds as others before them had, because they had longer lifespans. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. The average lifespan of this ummah is between 60 to 80 years old. Despite such short lives, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us that we are able to gain the rewards of worshipping Him for many lifetimes. Just as every deed is potentially multiplied by 10, this one night brings with it immeasurable rewards, blessings, and goodness. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "In it, Allah has a night which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of this night and the goodness of this night is truly deprived of all goodness." Juwaybir, rahimahullah, he says, "I asked the Imam Dhahhak, rahmatullahi alayh, do women experiencing postnatal bleeding and menstruation, those traveling and those asleep due to illness, will they also have a share in Laylatul Qadr?" So he replied, "Yes, whoever's deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, He will give them their share of Laylatul Qadr." The next ayah, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. The angels and the spirit, Jibra'il, descend in it by the permission of their Lord for every matter. Hazrat Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he writes, "The angels descend in abundance during this night due to His abundant blessings. The angels descend with blessings and mercy just as they descend when the Qur'an is recited and surround the gatherings of dhikr. Allah announces the decree of the upcoming year to His angels on this night as they will be carrying out His commandments. This includes births, deaths, provisions, and calamities. The earth is full of goodness and blessings on this night as there are a huge number of angels filling it up. The spirit, or ruh, refers to Jibra'il alayhi salam, the greatest of all angels, the link between the heavens and the earth, the angels tasked with the most prestigious job. He conveys the message of the Creator to the creation. This is why the only time of the year in which He descends to the earth, we can only imagine how blessed this night is. It is difficult to appreciate the spiritual way and the physical greatness of Jibra'il alayhi salam. He has 600 wings. If he was to unroll just one pair of them, it would fill the space between the sky and the earth. Allah describes him as an angel of mighty power and great perfection. And in the final ayah, Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. It is peace until the rising of the dawn. Salam here means peace. It could mean that the night is full of peace. All of it is good, and there is safety from all harm and evil until dawn. As the earth is full of angels, there is goodness and peace throughout the earth. It has also been said that the angels greet, they say salam to the believers. They pray for the protection and the removal of evil and harm for every slave who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when is Laylatul Qadr? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Seek out Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan." So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, "Regarding Laylatul Qadr, I am not searching for it except in the last 10 nights, only after something which I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. He said, search for it in the last 10 nights, the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, or the last night." And there are various opinions as to what date it is exactly, but whether it changes every year. And the wisdom of the date being unspecified and not precise is that we should strive hard in all of the days to seek it and worship Allah wholeheartedly in as many of the nights that we can, instead of limiting our worship to just one night. This is similar to how the hour of acceptance of Jumu'ah has been left unspecified to encourage us to fill the day with dua. So if the night before is Friday, it coincides with one of the odd number nights during the last 10 nights, then it is likely than others to be Laylatul Qadr. So if tonight is the 23rd night, then because it is the day of Jumu'ah, there is a high possibility. So the best deed for Laylatul Qadr is Qiyam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever stands in prayer at night on Laylatul Qadr with Iman and hoping for reward from his Lord, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. The best deed that a person can do on Laylatul Qadr is Qiyam. So we should perform it with Iman and Ihtisab. Qiyam is one of the best actions of worship. In Salah, we combine reciting and reflecting on the Qur'an. We combine praising and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We combine dua in there and turning to Him in repentance. It is an act wherein we worship Allah with the tongue, with the body, and with the heart simultaneously. The duration of the night is short. However, the blessing of this short time can be multiplied by infusing quality into our ibadah. And we should renew our intention and humble our hearts before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should perform qiyam with full khushu', humility and full focus, lengthening each posture, lengthening the qiyam, lengthening the ruku', lengthening the qawmah, lengthening the sujood, and then crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our sujood. At the bare minimum, we should be performing our isha and fajr in the masjid. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, he entered the masjid after the Maghrib prayer and sat down by himself. So Abdurrahman ibn Amra, he's narrating this and he says, I went and sat by him and he said, O my nephew, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever performs Isha in congregation, then it is as though he has stood half the night in prayer. And whoever performs Fajr with congregation, then it is as though he has performed the entire night in prayer. My beloved brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to maximize the remaining time that we have in this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to search for Laylatul Qadr on all of the nights, not just the odd nights, but all of the nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability. Also, the night before Eid, whenever Eid is announced, the night before Eid is an extremely important night. It is a night where we should be performing a lot of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of prize giving. We will make extra worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will end our Ramadan on a very high note and begin the next month on a very high note so that it starts the remainder of the 11 months until the next Ramadan on a very positive note. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to do that as well. Then before the Eid prayer, it is compulsory upon everybody who is sahibin nisab to pay their sadaqatul fitr. Sadaqatul fitr is an amount of money that you should be giving, and it is given to the poor people so that they can also enjoy the day of Eid. Now you have to bear in mind that masajid send this money abroad. They send it to countries where there is a need for it. So if you are giving it on the day of Eid, this is a very low chance that it is going to reach the people that it needs to reach. So therefore, you should be giving it before. You can actually give Sadaqatul Fitr at any time in Ramadan. So you should be giving it as early as possible. Give it so that the masajids can make, or the charities that you're giving it to, that they can make the necessary arrangements for it to be delivered. It is fixed at £4 per head. The father should also be giving it on behalf of his minor children in his home. Then for the sunnahs of the day of Eid, as there is a possibility the day of Eid might be on Friday, so we might not be sitting with one another again, so it is good to mention the sunnahs of Eid. It is good to recite the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, softly on the way to the masjid. We normally do this loudly on Eid al-Adha. Take a shower, wake up early, have a ghusl, have a bath. Use miswak. To dress in your best clothes. It doesn't have to be new, but just clean, ironed, and smelling good. Make sure you have already given your Sadaqatul Fitr. Apply the best perfume that you have. To eat an odd number of dates or anything sweet before coming to the Eid prayer. Normally on Eid al-Adha, you don't have something beforehand to eat that is sweet. Because when you go home, you should be partaking in the meat. But here in Eid al-Fitr, we should be partaking in something sweet. To not read any nafil prayer before the Eid prayer, read it after the Eid prayer. Walk to and from the masjid using different paths. So if you come on one route, try and take a different route. It could just be walking. If you walk from here, it could be walking on one pavement and then going home and walking on a different pavement. That is as simple as it gets. To perform the Eid Salah in the masjid, listen to the khutbah attentively. And Jubayr ibn Nufayr radiallahu anhu, he said, when the companions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, met on the day of Eid, they would say to one another, Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum, salih al a'mal, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and you the good deeds that we have done. Also, there is a masla that everybody should be aware of. If the day of Eid falls on Jumu'ah, then there are some opinions that say that the khutbah of Eid and the khutbah of Eid and the salah of Eid is sufficient for Jumu'ah. So this should not be followed by the majority of us. There is a lot of kalam on this hadith that is narrated. So leave that for the ulama. So if the day of Eid does fall on Friday, make sure you pray your Eid salah and you also come for the Jummah prayer as well. You will not be absolved from that obligation. And then a very important question here arises. After the day of Eid, how do we stay very punctual with all the good actions that we have begun? So very briefly, in a very simplistic way, there's no definitive answer, but there is a lot of factors involved on how do you keep on staying strong after the holy month of Ramadan. Just a couple of advices is keep your company good. If your company is good and they encourage you towards good, then inshallah, even when you slip, they will return you back to the good place, the masajid. They will return you back to the correct path. Also, controlling your tongue. Being very careful with how you use your tongue. Do not hurt anybody with your tongue, with your words. Be very respectful in what you say. Sometimes our tongue, it can break bridges. It can burn them. And sometimes just by remaining silent or saying good words, it can recreate those broken bridges. My beloved brothers, we are encouraged to unite and we are not encouraged to disunite or dissolve our relations with one another. We are encouraged to be strong, one unit. My beloved brothers, it takes strong people to be one unit. You have different people of different mizaj, different character, different temperaments. But it is difficult to bond everybody together. It is difficult, but it must be done. It must be done. We must be respectful to those who have the knowledge. We must be respectful to the ulama. We must be respectful to the hufa, the ikram. MashaAllah. We have our two young Hufad who have been here with us from England, mashaAllah, reciting the Holy Quran to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from them, accept their recital. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our standing, to accept the Taraweeh prayer that we have been praying behind them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to embed the Holy Quran within their hearts, to make the Hufad, the Ikram, come out from their progeny until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a reality for me, make it a reality for everybody here. And this, I would like to take this opportunity to say that, remind everybody that make at least one hafiz in your family. If you have children, make at least one of them hafiz, so that the continuation, the link, and that chain of protecting the Quran can remain until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Also, I would like to remind all the parents that have children here in the madrasa. Today is the last day of madrasa. Madrasa will be closed from this Monday and it will reopen on Thursday, the 27th of April. Thursday, the 27th of April. Today, madrasa is at 3 o'clock and it will end at 5 o'clock. Also, our Khatmul Quran and the Taraweeh prayer will be this Monday night. So on Monday night, the Quran will be completing and we will have our Khatmul Quran dua. All brothers, all families are requested, are invited for this auspicious event. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Brothers are requested, if you see a small gap in front of you, to sit, actually in the rows, if you could sit shoulder to shoulder next to each other. Also, if you see a gap in front of you, please don't hesitate to move forward. Jazakumullah khair, my beloved, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.